Well, I tell you, yesterday when I was listening to your show, I got very excited when I learned about something.
Okay.
That I get to be part of Am I the Jerk right now?
Yes, you do. It is our Thursday staple, Am I the Jerk, 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios. So, Rich, we take this very seriously around here.
I participate in my car quite often.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this. Hello, boys. Need a ruling. This morning on my way to school, my daughter, who is 13, says to me, Dad, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I told her to take some deep breaths and drink some water and she'll be fine. She's been taking an antibiotic the past couple of weeks and it's been making her stomach upset. After a few more minutes, she says, Dad, it's going to happen. I'm going to barf. So I say, hold on, let me turn and pull over, which I did, and she got out of the car and proceeded to vomit on the sidewalk in front of a house in the neighborhood. It wasn't a big nasty pile or anything like that, just a couple of basically spit up. Well, might have been some pancake remnants in there, okay. But not too bad.
I don't need a breakdown.
I'm just reading what's in front of me. I'm Ron Burgundy. As it was happening, a car drove by very slowly and then turned around and pulled up next to me and rolled down the window. Thinking the lady was going to ask if she was okay, no. She looks at me and says in a very, very bitchy tone, excuse me, no offense, but that is my house and your daughter needs to throw up on the other side of the street. I said to her, I'm sorry, ma'am, she wasn't feeling well and she got a little vomit on the sidewalk. Nothing a little holds off won't resolve. She huffs, rolls up her window, and drives off. Am I the jerk for letting my daughter vomit on the city sidewalk? I wasn't going to have her do it in the car. What say you boys?
So her solution was, don't throw up on my yard, throw up on that guy's
Someone else's yard, yes.
He is not the jerk whatsoever.
No, I would...
I thought the question was going to be, was he the jerk for not stopping the first time?
Yeah, no, if... I mean, I think I would say the exact same thing. If someone says, I'm about to throw up, okay, take some deep breaths, drink a little water, let's see. Because usually you do that, maybe you'll calm down a bit. But when it's going to happen, you have no choice about when it's going to roll out. So you'd rather do it outside than in the car.
It's way easier to clean up off of the lawn or the sidewalk than off of the back seat.
Oh, my gosh.
I have run into this. So we were on a nice walk in the neighborhood. And the boy, we're almost to the little pond where we turn around. We have our good time. We see the ducks and the turtles. Well, he says, Dad, starting to get a little tummy ache back here. And I said, well, it's okay. Kind of the same thing. Take some deep breaths.
All right.
You know, just here's some water. Chill out. It'll be fine. And then he says, no, this is happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. It's happening now. And he had just had a big old red Gatorade before we left. And, there was a giant pile of red, not really like anything in it, just red on the sidewalk, and we didn't really have anything to clean it up, so we just flipped a Yui and left. I don't know what exactly you want. Nobody's choosing this.
I don't know what you expect that person to do. I would think that the lady would have a little empathy to say,
do you need any help, especially if it's in front of your house?
Right.
Can I get you anything? Is there anything we can do?
Right. Not to direct that you have to go throw up on the other side of
my
street.
Neighbor's yard.
Feels really weird. I would not be that upset. Now, if it's a little chunky, you may not be happy about it, but I'm not saying anything to the person because they're sick.
You don't just bring them the water hose and be like, all right, go ahead and...
I mean, if it is chunky, I mean, you're getting into the letting your dog poop in somebody's yard territory and not cleaning it up.
That's fair. But if it's a kid and they've thrown up on the... I feel like the kid should be the pass.
I think if it's in front of her house and you're the dad and say, well, I will hand me the water hose and I'll spray it off.
Right. Sure.
It may be off of that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stop and be ashamed of having...
I'm going to take care of my kid.
My kid's being sick.
She's the jerk for suggesting it'd be better to throw up on my neighbor's lawn.
That's true. Because if I'm the neighbor, I'm going, to hell, I'm not doing anything.
How'd you volunteer me for this?
I'm sitting here having a little coffee this morning. Yeah. Why are you volunteering my sidewalk? It just happens.
They've had a war going on from across the street for 6 months. She's like, I could probably...
She just hoses it over across the street.
I'm going to get Dave
right
now.
There.
Hey, go across the street. I think that'd be better.
So, yes, I think she is definitely a jerk.
Yes. Isn't she the reason for the word bitch?
Matt chimes in from Houston. All right, dear Invasion, I visited my local chain grocery store today. I walked to the deli for some freshly sliced turkey. Maybe this is Matt. The lady helping me was wearing a mask. I've never seen her wear a mask before, but I didn't think much of it. She was cutting the turkey and then handed me a slice as a sample. I thanked her and proceeded to eat it. I was waiting for her to complete my order, and she asked me a question from the deli slicer. I couldn't hear her, so I asked her to repeat the question. She repeated it and then gave me the turkey. She then apologized for yelling through her mask, and she says, feeling under the weather. I didn't say anything back because I was in shock that she was handling deli meat while being sick. I took the turkey from her but didn't actually purchase it. When I got home, I told my husband about it. He said I should call the store manager to let them know. I called the manager. Instead of being apologetic or concerned, he said, well, that shouldn't really affect you because they're wearing gloves. I couldn't believe that that was his response. He asked if I would like a refund, and I said I didn't purchase it. I then let him know the lady's name. Am I the jerk for calling and potentially getting her in trouble?
Who do you think told her to stay in the first place?
Exactly.
Yeah, and maybe she doesn't have a choice. Maybe rent is due, and she just slices deli meats at the deli, and this is her only form of income. This is the unspoken part of America where we just ignore the circumstances around why somebody is doing something, and we just point at it and be like, why are you doing that? Don't do that. I don't like it.
I have a little different opinion on that, though, because of our work circumstances. And we share microphones.
Yeah.
So if someone comes in and they're sick, but hey, I'm coming to work, I don't feel well, but I'm coming to work, it's like, okay, you have to think about everyone that's here on these same microphones. So
I don't know that she's going to get paid regardless.
I do feel that there are a lot of companies that will give you sick days if you're actually sick. And maybe it's not coming out of your check if you don't show up. I don't know.
As the manager, couldn't you have put them on some other duty that day?
Right, that you're not handling
open
meat.
Food?
Oh, you're just wearing gloves. That's fine. But, yeah.
It is a dark, unspoken rule of service industry and retail that if you are sick but you can't get coverage, they will likely make you work anyway.
Hmm. Well, she was not the jerk for calling.
No, I don't think so.
Again,
it's a fine line, though.
But that person is stocking canned goods that day because they're a little under the weather.
That's one thing. But if you're handing out deli meat, and yeah, you're wearing gloves, but you are sick, man, I don't know. I don't know if I purchased that meat either if she's admittedly telling me. Yeah, I'm not feeling well. I'm feeling under the weather. Well, yeah, now don't hand me meat that I'm going to immediately not heat up and put in my mouth.
I think this is a coaching opportunity for that manager to tell her, hey, if you're feeling a little sick, don't tell the customers.
Well, that's the answer. Don't say anything.
Well, they're not going to send her home. I'm telling you, she's hourly, and she's not getting paid if she's not there. Put her somewhere else. But they're not. That's not what's going to, as Mr. Retail and Service Industry told us, that's not the first step.
I think you need to go. You're right, though. The don't ask, don't tell policy at that point.
Because if
the deli worker hadn't told her,
yes, she wouldn't have known. No, yeah. But I'm just saying there are certain jobs where you can go if you're not feeling under the weather and everything is fine. You're in the office by yourself, close the door, you're good. But in that industry, and you're handing out meats, or we're here sharing these microphones, and I'm listening, and you sound like you're clogged up like a backed up toilet, and then I'm supposed to just come here and share this microphone. What are we doing? Let's have a little courtesy for everyone that's around.
I'm with you. I just think the circumstances surrounding it can be different for certain
people. They
can.
It's different strokes for different folks. And I don't think anyone is a jerk in this situation.
I think the response of, well, she was wearing gloves is kind of a jerk.
That's definitely, you're right. Yeah. That's a big time jerk move, and that's not satisfying my thoughts of my concerns when I call in.
Yeah.
You can have a little more empathy to say, I totally understand. I mean, he came around and said, do you want a refund? Yeah, I mean, yeah, give me my $7 back, but
I do want to know what the ultimate goal of calling in was.
$7 is all you pay
was.
For deli meat?
I just threw a number
you
out.
You haven't bought deli meat lately, have you?
Like, what were they hoping to accomplish by calling in? Exactly.
I guess the notification of, all right, well, you have an employee that's not feeling well. And I don't know how many people walk into their office and they'll tell their bosses, hey, I'm not feeling well, but I'm going to work anyway.
Depends on where you work.
And a grocery store manager may not have any idea.
Right.
Or he may not care, because I don't have anybody else to call if you aren't here. So,
well, as a manager, you better get behind there and start slicing my pimento.
I think that's probably what they usually think.
Pimento.
I don't know. I'm just throwing
what
stuff
deli
out.
What deli meat are you buying?
I'm just throwing stuff
out. You buy
out,
olive
Rich?
Loaf or something?
He's old.
It always looks so disgusting.
Pimento?
Yes.
The olive loaf and all that. It's terrible. I'm just throwing some out there.
Do they sell that where they in the deli slicer or only prepackaged?
I don't know.
Do they sell that?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. I like pimento cheese.
See? Liverwurst. Do they sell that still?
I'm going to say yes. It's certain establishments.
Did you ever eat that?
No.
I actually had a phase as a kid where I loved it.
Did you really?
Yeah. The little prepackaged one, and it came with that little white rind around the outside of it that we really don't know what it was.
The only thing with a rind on it was the bologna.
And I couldn't do that.
Thick bologna. And to take
the thicker one that had
Oh, yeah, of course.
I hated bologna.
Man, I loved it.
Gross.
I loved it.
You still eat it today?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, a hot dog is basically the same thing, and I'll tear up.
I know, so,
but you can cook a hot dog properly to where it tastes good.
I agree.
You can fry up a bologna sandwich.
I can't cook that on the grill, can I?
Heck yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Nah. Heck yeah.
You gotta put a little slice in it so it doesn't bubble up on you.
Man, you pull out a frying pan and you slop that thing on there and fry that thing, and it'll bubble up in the center. That is good eating right there.
Yuck. Doesn't sound good.
I may go to that same deli and have her slice me up some bologna.
Do they have that?
Put your mask down.
Do they still sell that in the deli case?
Bologna? Yes.
No doubt.
Okay.
And I would say that probably wouldn't affect anything with that bologna.
It'll be fine.
Bologna is fine.
The roaches of deli meats.
I have no idea if my deli meat slicer is sick or not, because they've started doing where over off to the left of the deli counter, they have already deli meat that's already been cut and packaged for you to just grab and go. So I just do that because I don't want to stand there and wait.
You're so impatient. Yes. What if you just need a certain amount that's not in the already pre-sliced?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'll pick through and find the one that's closest to what I want, and I'm good. Because I don't have to stand there and wait.
Look at the contract on this one.
I just don't want to spend
all the money.
Any meat he wants?
What the hell contract are you talking about?
He's hurt. Leave him alone.
Thank you.
It's no excuse. No excuse at all.
I can't stand around. Although these days at the grocery store, I don't do a lot of standing.
Do you? You're on the scooter?
100%. I can't walk through that whole place.
It's race week, just going through aisle 12. He's drafting off of people.
I could judge ones that are good speed and not good. Some aren't good
speed.
You
try to take the governor off of it so you can get a little more speed.
He's tailgating everybody.
Yeah. Honking the left, Chaz, move your ass.
It is.
On the left.
He's parallel parking by the deli package, charcuterie board.
Okay, I try.
Trying to get the pickles in his back.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need that mustard.
I try whatever I can to not have to back up in those things, because everybody looks at you because it goes beep, beep, beep as soon as you hit it into reverse. And also, it goes really slow in reverse.
Are you going to continue to ride the scooters?
Probably not.
Even if your leg is healed? Maybe, you know, you may not be completely 100%. I've always wanted to try it, but I don't want anyone to look down on me. Because someone will walk in and I grab the last one and they really need it.
You think you look too healthy for the scooter?
I think they'll call you out? I think so.
There's another problem is everybody has to look down to see you. And so when the grocery store is busy, coming around the corner of an aisle I'm always nervous that I'm going to have a wreck because somebody comes flying by pushing a cart and they don't see you because you're low.
You're running on the back of someone's legs.
Uh-huh. It takes a little getting used to, but man, that sucker will do a 180 sitting in, do a 360 basically. You just turn it all the way and it'll spin all the way around.
That's when next time, grab a bag of rice, dump it on the floor, and then start doing this 360s around so you can get a little traction.
Like that gorilla in the pool.
Yeah, just have a little fun, man. That's what you need to do. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. AmITheJerk1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios, and we'll do it again next Thursday.